Kathy Dawes, along with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. Again, if you have questions or comments, 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. About 10 minutes left with Robin today. And I know we had just briefly talked about Medicaid, insurance, that kind of thing. And I know that Medicaid, that's one another thing from the state level anyway that's looking up a little bit, I think.
That's right. A year ago, and so it would have been July 1st of 16, the state did an across-the-board cut of Medicaid rates of 4%. And that across-the-board cut had an immediate and significant impact on our hospitals, on long-term care facilities, on rates that were being paid to our emergency medical service and to Pawnee Mental Health Services. And for our organization, it represented an immediate $250,000 just off of the top for us to continue to do the things that we were doing the year before. And so that was a significant funding loss for us. But arrangements have been made for that to be restored July 1st of 2017. And so that's good news for any healthcare provider across the state of Kansas. Another thing that happened that we were a little disappointed about was that there was a funding mechanism for mental health crisis centers that was contained actually in a House bill. It was House Bill 2313, which would have allowed the Kansas Lottery to use vending machines. And that bill did pass the legislature, but when it got to the governor vetoed that bill. And he vetoed it and said that, you know, his concern was about the impact that it would have on low-income individuals across the state. So, you know, it just, again, it represented an opportunity for some funding for the mental health crisis centers that we won't have at this point.
Watch at the national level at all. I know there's a lot of talk about that health care bill and not a whole lot of information right now, but I'm sure you're watching.
I'm watching it, watching and wondering what direction that's going to go. It's, you know, anything that happens at the federal level or the state level, of course, is a concern for us, particularly because so many of the people that we work with are individuals who are insured through Medicaid. So one of those things we do need to watch for.
Osawatomie, we'd mentioned just briefly earlier when we were talking about the concealed carry. I know state inspection still didn't go as well as maybe we had hoped, but maybe some good news a little bit. But how's that looking right now,
yes,
Robin?
The federal government, the Department of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment returned to Osawatomie State Hospital the first week of May to take a look at what kind of progress it had made on deficiencies that had been identified, beginning really in December of 15 and then also continuing on into the spring of 16. Unfortunately, the state hospital did not pass the inspections by the federal government, and this after spending nearly $1.3 million in upgrading the state hospital. Now, the good news is that they did not receive deficiencies in the areas of patient care that had been identified previously by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services or by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The areas where they did receive some deficiencies primarily related to their need to develop some written policies and procedures, contracts, and then there were also some issues with regard to food service at the state hospital. But the state moratorium on admissions is still in place, which means that the hospital is still operating with a reduced number of bed availability. That means, of course, that our local jails, hospitals, and community mental health centers continue to struggle to provide adequate services to individuals who really are in need of state psychiatric hospitalization, but who are waiting on waiting lists in order to get admitted. The state has said that they hope to add back 12 more patient beds sometime during the month of July. So we're hopeful and optimistic that we'll see that happen, that would bring a partial but much welcomed relief to the challenges we're having to provide the appropriate level of services and care to individuals who need that state psychiatric hospitalization.
In the couple minutes we have left, I don't know if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight. I do know that I sat in on the law board meeting earlier this week, and the memorandum of understanding involving you and Riley County Police on the co-responder was approved by the group. And also the budget went through, which is, I'm sure, welcome news too, because I help that all, that also helps fund that position or those positions.
That's right. For this next year, both of the positions will be funded through the Riley County Law Board. And we're really excited about that and about the opportunities that that presents. Both of those positions have been filled. We have two trained mental health professionals who are working with Riley County Police Department to respond to the mental health needs of the community, both individuals who RCPD encounter when they're out on patrol, as well as being able to respond to individuals who are incarcerated who have mental health kinds of concerns. And so we're very excited about that and just all the opportunities that that's going to provide to the community. We do have a couple of other things going on right now. Our 60th anniversary Art of Healing traveling art exhibit that you probably remember was featured at the Manhattan Art Center this last fall is currently on display at Union State Bank in Clay Center. And so for those artists or for those individuals who are interested in seeing some artwork that that is meant to convey the optimism and the hope of recovery from mental illness and substance use disorders, should be encouraged to go see that exhibit at Union State Bank in Clay Center. Another thing that we have going on right now is that we are in the middle of a campaign to raise funds for STARS Camp. And what STARS Camp is it is an annual camp that is held at Rock Springs Ranch for children who are in our services who have serious emotional disturbances. And STARS is an acronym for strength, teamwork, attitude, relationships, and self-esteem. And so this is an opportunity that we provide to the children who are in our services on an annual basis. You know, some of the children who we work with, because of the seriousness of their mental health concerns or issues, would not be able to have a successful summer camp experience in any other kind of milieu. Some of them really require that there be trained mental health professionals working with them 24 hours a day in order for them to especially have a successful experience when they're in an unusual setting, when they're in a setting where they're exposed to things that they're not normally exposed to, when they're needing to work with a group of people who perhaps are strangers to them. And so this is an opportunity for us to teach them how to improve their psychosocial skills while also having some of the typical kinds of experiences that children and adolescents have during the summer when they go to summer camp.
I think you've actually sent a few representatives over in times past to talk about this camp. It does sound like a phenomenal experience for those youth.
It is. We are looking for individuals who are interested in helping support us as we provide this opportunity to these children with serious emotional disturbances. And so if there are individuals who would like to know how they could get involved in supporting our efforts to provide a summer camping experience to children and adolescents with serious emotional disturbances, they can contact us at 587-4300 and ask to speak to our development manager.
Very good. Well, less than a minute left. If there's just any kind of final note you want to leave folks with today, Robin, and it is always a pleasure to kind of get updates from you, find out how things are going.
I would just give a heads up that July is Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And so for the month of July, one of our licensed clinical marriage and family therapists, Jardine Ingram, will be meeting with you to talk about minority mental health. And so she's looking forward to that opportunity, and we're looking forward to giving the community the opportunity to hear about that.
Look forward to meeting with her. That'll be great. Robin Cole with us today, Executive Director, Pawnee Mental Health. You've been listening to In Focus.
Kathy, thank you much. Nice job, Robin. Appreciate you coming in the studio again today. Moving up on 10 a.m. tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we'll have a pre-recorded interview with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Also, Raleigh County Police Department Director Brad Schoen will be joining us in the studios tomorrow. Lots going on there. Find out if everybody claimed their potted plants. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon with John and Tyler and Mitch. No Royals tonight. They're off today after that big win over the Red Sox yesterday. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
News. I'm Steve Kaif, and Senate Republicans have just released their health care bill.